Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody, Mike O'Mara Show for a Friday special opening to Friday's show. We started a little late today, and I was waiting, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, waiting for a long, long time. But I'd like to send a song out to it.
Beautiful.
Yes, sir. I'd really like to. Thank you.
On KNBR, San Francisco.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, that's right. I did a lot of waiting. Yeah, an incredible amount of waiting for the show. Sorry for the late start for those liveies that are out there. Live get us right at 9 a.m. Eastern time. My sincere apologies, but hey, we're going to have a great show because it's Fun Friday. Fun Friday right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hope you enjoy yourself. Listen up. I didn't take you in. Sorry, I'm going to start.
But I like the fact that you have a name for the crew that's there waiting at 9, the liveies.
The liveies, yes. That's right, everybody. Oh, yeah. Hey, Libby's. Sorry about the delay. 1 hour delay. My sincere apologies, but we're here now. And ain't that what really counts? Got Adrian and Jessica on deck. The interns are here. Bunny boy Matt Bloom's here. Bunny's in his phone. Everybody's having a great time. Little Will Smith taking it back to summertime.
Here it is.
Nice. Ooh,
slightly transformed. Nice. Just a bit.
I entertain dialects too. I'll do that too. That
would be fine. Oh my
God! But let me see. Oh, that one. Oh yeah.
77 WABC.
Hey everybody! Your chance to win an all-expense-paid vacation to the Bahamas coming up in minutes on WAVA. Right after we give away a Power Porsche. Right after we give away a trip to Atlantic City and Nemecolon Woodlands, or as our nighttime DJ called it, Nemecolon Woodblepleflepleple.
You said you entertain dialects?
Yes.
Would you talk up September like you were on BBC Two?
BBC Two? Is
yeah,
that
British.
English?
Yeah, British. Yeah.
Much more music.
Well, hello. What a marvelous afternoon.
This is BBC One. Hope you're enjoying some lovely African-American artists from the United States. They're known as Earth, Wind, and Fire. Thank you.
Perfect.
Right, let me see. I got all these here right now. I don't know what's going on. All these jingles that are there. This just says jingle. I don't know what it is.
W-A-V-A.
Hey, everybody. I'm an old fart. That's right. 58 years old. I got a four-year-old, though. I got news for you. That doesn't make you look any hipper. I'll tell you that. Makes you actually look older. And that's why life sucks.
Okay. It's like the tape, Martin.
I like
jingle.
Lake Charles. That's yeah. Wonderful. Oh, let me do it again. Thank you. There we are. All right. Uh-huh. K-L-O-U. K-L-O-U. Lake Charles.
A long one.
Where's Daddy? Mm. Let me tell you a little story. Long time ago, when I was a baby DJ, my first year working at WAVA with Don Geronimo. Seems like it was only 2 months we were working together. Incredible story. We went down to Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah, I'd never been to Hot Atlanta, never in my life. As a matter of fact, I'd never been out of Stevensville, Maryland.
Wow.
No, that's not true. Just made it up. Wanted to sound better. Anyway, so here's what happened. Bobby Poe had a music survey. It's the Bobby Poe Music Survey. And every year he'd have a fantastic DJ convention. And I'd never been to one before. So we ended up getting on a plane, going down to Atlanta. Oh, my God. Did they pull out everything for that one? David Lee Roth was there. Debbie Harry was there. Who else was there? I think it was Wendy Williams. She was there. Yeah, she was there, too. Lots of people, famous people. Chrysalis Records, old label, not around anymore. You wouldn't know it. But anyway, they rented the entire restaurant on the top floor of the Sheraton Atlanta. Oh, my God. They had big, giant shrimp for a fat DJ. That was real special. And then they brought out the Atlanta Falcons cheerleaders to dance on the bar. Oh, my God. The reason I tell this story is because, well, there were a lot of unwanted pregnancies on that weekend. Not sure who they were, but they know who they are. Fortunately, I wasn't one of them. Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate that. Yeah, I didn't get anybody pregnant. Matter of fact, I didn't even get laid. Yeah. But I had a wonderful time. You see, during those days, alcohol was kind of my friend. I was in my 20s. I could drink all night. Get up early in the morning. Drink at 12 noon. I'd love it. Oh, I walked in. Oh, see, that's the that's almost, what you risk.
One of the
that's
hardest.
That's what you risk when you do that. I'm sorry. It was a good story, though.
You know what's marvelous to think about, Mike, is that anyone who was conceived at that Bobby Poe convention is now 22 years old.
All I know, and I can tell you.
No, 32. I'm sorry.
About the Bobby Poe convention, and some of you may know this story, is that on a couple of years in a row, when I was going to that convention, I would get up on Saturday morning after the Friday night, and a couple of guys that work for record companies would look at me and say, "Well, how are we doing this morning?"
Ah.
And that's how you were.
Do you remember, I went to the last Bobby Poe convention. Do you remember my brush with greatness at the Bobby Poe convention?
Let me see. It would have been a celebrity.
Well, kind of. A celebrity to me.
The last one?
Yeah.
It was the last one. There weren't many celebs at the last one.
I finally got to meet Jim Elliott.
Oh, see, that's not brushing with greatness.
But the great, great thing is when all was said and done and we walked down to leave, he said, "Now, who has my $60,000 automobile?"
Yeah, that was Jim. That was Jim. Jim Elliott was something special. I should have known, you know, when Jim came to work at WAVA that
writing was on the wall.
Well, I should have seen how DJs are treated when they get older. I found out. They all find out.
Yeah. Because he was at one point one of the highest paid in DC, and then they put him in middays.
Yeah, they put him in middays. Jim Elliott. Yes, sirree.
Do you know what a major market radio producer makes in New York City these days?
What?
What does a major market in the day, that would be north of six figures.
Mm-hmm.
For that.
Okay.
That would be it.
Yeah.
What does he make now?
I found out last week that a major market producer in New York for a major show makes less than $90,000.
In New York City.
How do you live?
You can't.
In New York City.
I'll tell you how you live. Robbery.
97 Wave.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, old DJs never die. They're just laid off by their employers. No problem at all, though. The junkies will live forever, though.
Yes.
As long as CK's still alive. Yeah, that's right. They'll never be fired. I'm convinced they will never, ever, ever be fired. But that's okay. I'm not bitter. There's no bitterness here.
No.
I didn't have a dream last night about the junkies and me doing a show in my mother's house.
Whoa.
I did. I had a junkies dream.
Yes. Oh.
A junkies dream. More evidence that I am officially losing my mind.
Talking away.
When I heard that number, I said, why would you ever consider doing that type of work for those type of dollars?
Yeah.
Well, it's what it is now. It's what it is today. You have things in radio. Look, I was talking to a guy at my kid's hockey practice who listens to, does not like listening to music, likes listening to people talk, and can't stand what he hears. And it's the same reason when I tell people that I do a radio show, they say, what are you looking at out there? What is going on?
There are like 10 people in the other room.
What are they doing?
They're doing another show.
Oh, there. Well, see that we should have curtains between our shows.
Curtains,
Mike. They've been ordered. Curtains.
They've been ordered.
They've been ordered.
Hey, Mike, I've got good news.
Did you take another pill?
I'm back on it, Mike.
Well, he tweaked his back because he picked the dog up.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I'm getting worried,
back, baby.
I'm getting worried. I'm getting worried.
It's upsetting your stomach.
No, listen to him.
Oh, I knew the minute he walked in.
Yeah.
Here's a conversation. I mean, we don't offer a written transcript.
They're not opiates, cool. though.
No, it's it just does,
a, yes, they are.
No,
yes, they are.
No.
If they make you sound like that.
No, it's
even
a relaxer.
A muscle relaxer.
Like my body.
Here's the conversation we had before the show. I said, "Did you get a haircut?" He said, "No." I said, "No, you just got lucky because your hair looks good." He said, "Oh, a haircut? Yeah, I got a haircut. Got a haircut yesterday." I said, "Okay, good conversation."
All right, let me do one talk up here. Let's see what I'm going to pick up. Let me see. I like this jingle.
102.7 Hot Hits.
Yeah, he might be addicted to prescription painkillers, ladies and gentlemen, but at least he dresses well. Considered by most the best-dressed person on the Mike O'Mara Show, and that's wonderful. I just pray to God that within the month he'll stop slurring his words. I'm very concerned about our boy. No matter, have a great weekend with ZZ Top on Power 105 WAVA. There we go. I wanted to take you one.
That is a major hit right there.
I'm done. That was
well said, Oscar.
ZZ Top. Right.
Thank you very much. I guess we can start the show. Let's just get through it.
Come on.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Now, my oldest daughter just started high school. Yep, kept her off the pole. And, kept her off the pole. She just started high school and I had to take her to a freshman orientation. You ever go to freshman orientation? It's the most boring thing you will ever do with your kids. You know, because you sit in an auditorium, people come up, you can speak and just lie to children. That's all that happens all day is people come up and lie to children about the future. And I'm sitting there and this lady comes up and goes, I want you children to know you can be absolutely anything you want to be. I'm like, lady, why are you lying to these children? Maybe four of them could be anything they want to be. But the other 2,000 better learn how to weld. I'm looking at these kids right now. I count at least 60 Uber drivers. Tell the kids the truth. Say, hey, kids, check this out. You could be anything you're good at as long as they're hiring. And even then it helps to know somebody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We're delighted to have you here on air, on demand. We have a brand new app. Check it out 24/7. You can get us all day. If you want somebody to sample the show, give them the app. Say, put it on your phone, listen to the app, and you'll be able to sample our show all day. And if you're one of the people that really love us, you can listen to us live. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Listen to me. It's okay to be dumb,
right,
but don't be stupid.
Ah.
True, though.
Lots of people are dumb about the world of interest rates, mortgages, refis, and that's okay. But if you don't find someone who can look out for your best financial interests, now that's stupid.
Yeah.
Rob Spiewak.
Right? Don't be stupid.
That's why you need the guys at Cornerstone First Financial. Mm-hmm. They're not dumb or stupid.
No.
You see, unlike the majority of people, they're super smart. They know their stuff, and they genuinely care about you. Whether it's a refi or getting pre-approved to buy a home, Cornerstone First Financial will advise you and make sure that you get the best deal possible. Just ask Oscar or the whole Santana family.
Yeah, it's true.
They finance each other.
We are notoriously cheap.
Yes,
notoriously.
They gave us the best rate because they can give us the best rate.
Saves a lot of money for copays.
How big is the biggest guest room in the sister and brother-in-law? The brother and sister. It's the sister and brother-in-law's house.
Yes, in Florida, right?
Yeah, big super big one with a private bath.
Bigger than my home.
I love it. Thank you. These guys, might be thinking about that. Might actually be looking forward to it.
We go down there. What's bigger than 888 square feet?
900 square feet.
Thank you.
These guys are our friends at Cornerstone First Financial. If you're smart enough to call them, they'll be your friends, too. Click the banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closings, licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Be smart with Cornerstone First Financial. Yeah, we had a little technical thing, and Pony pulled a super
MacGyver
engineer move.
It was like MacGyver today.
Yeah. giddy up.
He did it today. That's awesome. Attaboy, I really like that. You know, I like it when we do that. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I begin today's program with something I've said a lot, but I'm going to prove it to you right now. I have talked about social media and when I receive something that's just trolling or bitching, and then when I receive something that I consider to be valid constructive criticism, even if it is framed in a bit of a snarky manner, I will tell you that I receive some constructive criticism and I am ready to offer it to the boys, especially Rob, who works closely with me on the Political Persuasion show. I'm not sure about Oscar because I'm not sure.
I listen to every Political Persuasion.
Okay. I don't know whether I do this. Or I'm really worried
about
you.
I love you, man.
Please, please,
I really love you.
Please, I'm worried about
you. Dude, you got a
trank dart. I'm not kidding you.
In your neck.
You sounded completely lucid during the business meeting.
Worried. Yeah, I took it right when I got to the show.
Jesus, you don't take it. Don't take it.
I didn't want
to. Okay, here's the, we're running doggy daycare today. And so he picked up Santos. And Santos did not want to be picked up.
I was fine.
And so Santos
pick
was
anything up.
And he was, the dog was fighting it because I think bad touch. And and he
the dog's slightly skits, to be perfectly honest with you.
He doesn't like anybody.
Right? I mean you're here. I'm not saying telling you anything.
He loves Shannon. He does not like me.
He didn't like me.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, when you sit there and you see a dog for the first time and the dog's looking at you and this is the way they look at you. They're not looking at you because they don't care about you. I've got two of them.
He doesn't know who you are.
Again, I love this dog.
Don't you know who he is? Come on,
Santos.
Don't you know who I am?
This is Mike O'Mara.
Right. Sorry for the digression.
It's okay. So I was healthy, fine, happy. I walked in and said, "Hey guys, I'm on time. Life is good."
Yeah.
And then, like 5 minutes into our problem here, I said, "All right, well now I got to take care of Santos." So I pick him up. And at that point, I feel a tweak in my back. And then I look over.
You don't pick anything up.
And I look over at Rob. I was like, well, that's it. Now I'm in pain. And then I went into my bag of tricks, which is my suitcase. And
yeah,
I took
that's
a pill.
What I'm worried
the
about.
Kit.
That's what, yeah. You know, you're in a very dangerous occupation for painkillers.
The pill right now, Mike, is kicking in. But during our business meeting, I was still lucid.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but in pain.
I'm not going to call you off air. I'm not going to call you this weekend. Yes. I'm going to tell you on the air. I'm going to tell you right now. Yes. This worries me. Please be careful. You're in a business. You are in a business that is not good for someone taking painkillers.
I agree. Promises.
It's dangerous.
Let's do this.
So you heard me. Right end off. Of lecture. I will not lecture you
Thank
anymore.
You.
Let me get back to me.
Okay.
Which is more important. All right. Here we go. All right. So this is late last night. I went to bed. I fell asleep. After I'll tell you perhaps about test driving the margaritas from Iguanamia, which I made myself last night to test drive for our party.
You had a big party.
Did you
get your bar?
No, I never did that. That's done. We're going to get a plastic table and put it up in the back.
Okay.
The finances don't work.
Understood.
So anyway, here it is. I went to sleep at 9 o'clock, fell dead asleep at 9 o'clock, had test drove two margaritas that I made, and then they just crushed me. And I went to sleep at nine. I woke up to go winky tink at about 3:15. I'm up. It's one of those horrible things where you're up and you know you're going to be, you just got to hop around for a while. And I go out. What's the first thing I do? I surf, do a little surfing, and is everything all right, Pony?
Yeah, I'm just paying attention. I'm worried.
Okay, that's just so rare.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, he was looking at me, freaked me out a little bit. You know, he's doing this.
Why are you looking at me?
Yeah, why are you not typing in your computer?
Yeah.
Is everything all right?
Is everything okay?
Everything's fine.
Mike, he's not on pain pills.
Yeah, no, he's not. So I go out and I start. First thing I see is somebody on social media who is offering up a critique of me. And he's doing it in a loving way. I don't know the guy's name. I didn't write the name down. I'm not sure.
Adrian Garcia.
But I did remember the critique, okay?
All right.
And you know, when I talk to our baby broadcasters, one of the things that I tell them on a regular basis is be careful of the verbal crutches.
Yep.
And there is nothing that freaks me out for my own broadcasting than becoming aware of a verbal crutch that I have not been aware of. And I was clueless about this. A listener identified a verbal crutch that I'm grateful for. This is constructive criticism, and I have to be mindful of this. Apparently, more on Political Persuasions than any other show. But I think the other guy actually broke it down to every time I say it, and actually broke out the time code on each show that I've done it on.
Oh, so these are busy people.
The guy that did that was a bit of a douche nozzle. But sure. The fact is that, but the crutch is that apparently I say frequently, the fact is. Mm. And I throw it out to my coworkers to see if you've been aware of it. Like, for example, if you ask me what's a verbal crutch that Oscar uses, I would say essentially.
Yes.
Yeah, or at the end of the day.
I also say, what is it, A and B. That's like
A and B. And yeah, somebody mentioned that in the thread, but you don't count. I guess. This is people critiquing me.
No, but I'm aware of that. But yes, you do say what you're accused of saying.
The fact is.
Yeah.
You say that.
The fact is.
But I don't think you say it frequently enough that it's a problem.
Someone said it is so. Well, let me open up the thing and see.
I think you say it enough that it could be considered a verbal crutch.
And apparently a couple of these listeners said cringeworthy. And I don't like cringeworthy.
No.
There's a word that will get my attention. When someone says cringeworthy,
people write
I will be
aware. All the time. And essentially, they highlight my verbal crutches.
Yeah.
And right. I thank them. I said, look, this happens all the time. I appreciate you writing in. Now go f*** off.
That's one of his verbal crutches right there.
I give the guy credit. This is by the way, for junior broadcasters also, when someone on a page slams you in a way, or criticizes you, and then you spotlight them, you are letting to. And by the way, what is this with Robert W. Spiewak with GM pages when I'm on the fan club and there are 40 pictures of women's asses? Do you know what happened with it? Is she helping him now? Do you know what's going on with this?
Well, he has stepped back from doing the pinup because he was tired of all the grief and all the static and the being put in Facebook jail. So he stepped back from doing the pinup. And so I think some people...
Does he know that his name is being associated with...
I'm
with
sure
this young lady.
I'm sure he
stuff?
Does. I'm sure he does, and I doubt he cares.
He has a proxy mic.
Yes.
Well, you said he stepped back because he's tired of the grief.
Yeah, but
well, he's going to continue to get.
But
the
if
grief,
he doesn't know, if but he, if he doesn't post it, he won't get in
he
Facebook.
He won't get blocked.
Jail. Right.
All right. Okay. Anyway, but there were like five of them, and it's just okay.
In the drug world, he's got a different distributor now.
A distributor.
By the way, so I'm trying to find this on. And it just moves super
filth.
Slow.
Of his filth. Filth distribution.
Smut proxy.
Yeah. Hi, this is a smut proxy. You need to speak to him. You need now, to speak to Harris down in distribution. Let me transfer you.
It's a soft touch, though, because it's coming from a female.
Yes.
Good point.
It's very Me Too.
Is it? It's very Me Too.
If you have a page that doesn't work because you're not doing it the right way, then I can't find
you're not it, so doing it the right way.
No. You know, it's like this. Speed that I can
that's
go
tough.
On that,
that
particular.
I've seen that on Facebook recently. When there was like a week and a half ago when people started really complaining about the new metrics, about how you had to comment on stuff. And it seemed like it changed the speed of the program.
Not just Facebook. Snapchat is dying.
Oh, who was it? One of the Kardashians pulled out, right?
Well, no, she said, is it just me or is Snapchat broken? And what happened with Snapchat is they updated their algorithm and their layout and their profile in November.
Right.
All right.
And everybody started snapping because they're like,
Mark
snap, snapping.
Kendall is the author. Okay. I don't want to offend or make Mike mad, but dang, his verbal crutch, the fact is becoming overly used. I flinch every time he says it. On the last political persuasions, this crutch phrase seemed to begin every sentence. The more agitated Mike gets.
Now that's something I've never seen.
The more frequently he says it, I'll get slammed if Mike takes this as a slight to his talent. I don't. Sorry, Mike. Love you. I believe him.
Yeah,
I believe him. I believe that post is completely and totally. It makes me sad that I did it and I didn't catch it myself. But I that's constructive for me.
We all have a mic.
Absolutely.
And then there are people, as you know, who get extremely excited about a thread like this.
Yeah,
the rooters.
That really. Yeah. Lady writes, I think of the same thing. He seems to say it before his opinion rather than an actual fact. Now, that's a little political to me.
Sure.
That's that. You know what I mean? That's somebody who might have an agenda. But I'm listening to this. And then there are people that are just supportive, which is nice, too. You know, and so I understand.
What about other mean things that are written?
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Who jumped on the bandwagon of hate?
Yes.
Yeah. And so Jim Villani says, I'm afraid that you too have a surplus of attention. Which is funny. That was funny. And then my good friend Tripp writes, and what did you like about today's show? That's it. so there be I love the people that have my back. Don't get me wrong,
you know, I'm pretty sensitive, you know, to all the stuff you say, and I've been here for every political persuasions, and I've heard you say it, but never to a cringeworthy or a noticeable value.
Well,
I don't think
you know what I know about it now. That's all there is to it. So
I think you should redouble and say it more often.
Well, the fact is, now when you hear me say it, right?
Right.
See, when I say it, now that I'm thinking about it, and thinking I overused it.
You see, and that's that. You can't have that seed in your brain. You can't let that seed sprout, because then you'll become vocally gun shy. Well, you have to be you.
Hey, no guns.
Right. Thank you, Oscar. You relax. No, don't.
How about I replace it with the Mark Kendall is. Since he enlightened me to this
or how about just a feature on the show, Mike, called Kendall's Take.
Kendall's Take. What's another way that Mike could say that? Let's help him.
Okay.
No, I. You know what? I don't need help eliminating a verbal crutch. I just need it identified, and I will make every effort. Because the fact is that I.
Now you are. I'm not blowing smoke. You are one of the greatest broadcasters I've ever met.
God bless you, Rob Smith. That's okay,
Jesus.
Oscar. You know, you'd do well to lay that on me once in a while.
But I got to know this. Does that, even almost at a subconscious level, get under your skin and make you second guess the way you talk?
No.
Because, okay, good.
Let me tell you why. And I wouldn't be talking about it on the show if it did.
All right.
The fact is, I just did it.
You did.
I just did it. Hold on. I just did it legitimately. Yep. I swear to God.
Yeah.
I just did it legitimately.
Yeah.
You have to, this weekend, I task you with one important thing.
What's that?
You have to get a loud, like, ridiculous alarm.
You know what?
Cartoon-like alarm.
I'm not even going to put it in the soundboard. I'm going to buy an air horn.
Buy an air horn, bring it in here, and when I say it.
I'm going to West Marine. I'm buying me an air horn.
I just did it. It is a verbal crutch.
These are the facts.
No.
Just the facts, ma'am.
The thing that gets under my skin is that I do it.
Yeah.
Not that a listener pointed it out to me, because that I just did it. I just did it legitimately. And I know now that I do it during political persuasions, because it is subject matter that I have not been a lifelong broadcaster.
Nonfiction.
You could say, here's the way I feel about it. You could say,
but that's different, because that's not a fact.
This is what I know. You could say it like that. My feelings are such.
Mm-hmm.
I will write.
Say that people are going to stop downloading.
I will go so far as to put a chart up.
My feelings are such.
My feelings are such that I could not possibly identify
Chris?
The gentleman Kendall from Mark from the land of Kendall, who has selflessly pointed out to me that I suffer from a debilitating verbal crutch. I'm very, very concerned.
Verifiable information to come.
Right. So
the decree is. You're so much better than this.
You are.
Come on.
What? That you mean not to be?
You
talking
can't
about
give
it?
This guy credit.
Yeah,
I do give him. I'm sorry. I have run down people that are trolls, and more often than not, I won't even bring up a troll on the show. I'm not going to do that. But somebody who points out, I just did it.
Yeah, I
just proved it. I just proved it, and I'm talking about it, and I said it.
But you're allowed to. You're allowed to.
No,
that's the thing.
But I think if I just did it in a discussion about that verbal, if I just used the verbal crutch in a discussion about the verbal crutch, that means that it is a verbal crutch. So Mark Kendall, I'm fine. And by the way he wrote it, I don't want to offend or make Mike mad. He put it out there. Now, could he have sent me a personal message about this?
Sure, or a telegram.
But I think he probably wanted to get some backup, so that's why he didn't do that. Yes,
some
Oscar
options.
Fleury Santana.
So, some options, all right?
Yes.
Actually, reality, indeed.
The reality is
Ah.
The reality of the situation is.
Indeed.
The reality of the situation is such.
Yes. Boom, bam.
I appreciate a constructive comment. They are extraordinarily rare.
They are.
And to be perfectly honest with you, that's another one I use. But everybody uses that one. I know that when I am talking about political issues, you will get trolls after that who will spotlight certain things that are obvious trolls because they don't like what they're hearing me say. Mm-hmm. I will say this, that it seems to me that with all the ranting and raving I've been doing both on political persuasions and to a certain extent on this show and actually giving people a link, a suggestion on a link about gun control, I haven't gotten nearly what I used to get. And that to me tells me that maybe things are going to change.
You
who knows?
See my feed.
But you work with that guy.
No.
So
that guy.
You work with somebody.
It's not that guy. His name is Chad Tukes.
You work with him.
And they don't write me about him. They write me about you.
They write me about you. Oh, they never write you about him.
No.
No one ever writes you about him.
No, they don't.
Well, that's because I've got a larger audience.
Not about gun control.
All right, thank you. All right. But yeah, well, of course, they never, because the Kool-Aid drinkers.
Yeah.
Wait, they write you about me talking about gun control?
Yes.
Yeah, tough.
Yeah.
They can me.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the way I feel about
what
all
do you
that.
Think
the rules have changed.
What do you think I write back to them?
I have no idea what you write back to them.
Not my show.
Well, yeah. All right. All right. Yeah, so, but I mean,
but to be fair, Oscar's also getting a lot of email from Pfizer. But
would you not say
I'm for gun control? I'm for gun control.
But I know you are, and that's
well. No. I've never come out and said that before. No. I've never come out and said I'm for gun control. I am for gun control. I'm making that very clear.
A lot of people are kind of making that clear because something with the sea change.
Again, I'm making that clear. But what I'm saying is this, and I want to clarify that you may not be getting messages, but I'm getting an S.
No, I'm not getting as many as
many as you are. Okay.
I used to get.
Yes.
And the way I get it, Oscar, as I was saying before, I get a lot of people that will frame it in such a way that the show. There's something they'll nitpick something on the show that is not relevant, like our friend Mr. Mark Kendall here,
mm-hmm. right.
who has a valid criticism and really I do believe loves the show. They will do that, and then I will hop on their feed and I will say, let me just see, and sure enough I usually get one quarter down the page and there it is, and I understand that.
Yes.
So that's the I have to be mindful of that when I get a legitimate constructive criticism, which this is.
Yes.
I like talking about it because it's fascinating.
That's totally
if I bring
cool.
it to the public ear,
yes,
I am hopefully not going to do it as frequently as I did. And I have to say, it is confirmed during this discussion when I use the crutch. I legitimately use the crutch while talking about the crutch. That's
Mike,
it.
The fact is,
stop it.
That I think we all think that. Teachers, especially teachers in high school and secondary and grade school, all deserve bonuses, but they shouldn't have to have a firearm in order to get the bonus.
Yeah, well, it's a crazy world we're living in right now. Here it is. I really do believe that we may be going through something special where things will change.
I do too.
I don't care. And I think I can put it in one sentence. What I care about is something happens to prevent what happened down in Parkland, Florida from ever happening again. There it is. And I am telling you, I'm not trying to placate anybody. I am telling you that I have a certain strong feeling because I feel for these kids. I'm going to march with these kids on March 24th down here in Southern Florida. I am I'm all for them, and they give me hope. They do. And I think that's what one of the either the congressman or senator said the other night. And as far as the other forums that I have, like Political Persuasions and on my personal page, you're going to hear that. Prime Directive is always going to be funny. Keep the funny on this show.
Yeah.
The fact is that's funny, and I used it on purpose that time. Thank you very much. We have to take a break. But anyway, that's it. Thank you to Mark Kendall. And, man, I couldn't find the douche nozzle that actually highlighted every time I'd done it. Because I wanted to say F you to him. But Mark Kendall, I'm not saying F you to you.
In fact, you're embracing
I'm embracing you. I'm going to give you a big kiss.
Friend.
Mwah.
Friends.
And,
friend, good.
Do you get a lot of emails about me? Do you? Do you get me a lot of emails about me? All right. I'll be paranoid through the commercial break. We'll be right back, everybody. And I love
When I first discovered the free Mike O'Mara Show podcast, I was in intensive care, crippled with parasites. But Mike, Rob, and Oscar inspired me. I knew if I was going to stop my parasites, I had to stop being a parasite. I ordered the bonus show. As soon as I downloaded the first show, my guinea worms were more like gonny worms. After three shows, I told my screw worms to screw off. By show number 10, my fliarial worms said, so long, scrotum, and I owe it all to the TMOS bonus package. Results not typical. The TMOS bonus package is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hilarious. That's right.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. Amazingly, there's already a touch of springtime in the air, so you better start thinking about the warm weather months ahead. I am. Actually, I have the warm weather months ahead right now. Yeah. I don't know. It's a Florida thing. And you know what? It's going to be great. Great, 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 great. This is your year. All you need is Beachbody On Demand. It's an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of the best world-class workouts on your computer, your smart TV, your tablet, your smartphone, any other web-enabled device. Work out whenever you want, wherever you want. No need for DVDs or a trip to the gym. Programs like Pio, P90X, T25, 21-Day Fix, Insanity, 3-Week Yoga Retreat, so much more. Beachbody On Demand offers a wide variety of workouts. They also have nutritional help for you to put into your body what will help your body. You'll get eating plans and information on meal prep recipes and simple but proven ways to eat better. We all love Beachbody On Demand. You need to give this service a try. Right now, our listeners can get a free trial membership when you text TMOS to 303030. That's full access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts and nutrition information at no cost to you. Just text TMOS to 303030. Okay, to wrap up the previous discussion,
yes.
Since we don't have the air horn, since Rob hasn't brought it in today, if I do it during the rest of the show, and you don't think I'm doing it on purpose, please just go.
Hey, how about like when they said the secret word on Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Yes.
We'll just all scream.
An alert.
No,
you know what? You probably have an alarm here that you're just not searching for.
Well, Oscar.
Don't be lazy.
Yeah. Don't be on drugs.
You have an alarm.
It's more fun to yell.
No, it's not more fun to yell.
You don't know what you're talking about.
You know
high.
What? He could prove to you right now that it's more fun to yell.
Well, let's see what alarms
he could come
he
up with. You know, this is when he could channel his inner Gleason, and he could you know, do, and not a long ramp up one, just a quick one.
But all right.
Like, for example, well, Oscar, here it is. The fact is, you can't tell me that's not more
that's
fun.
That's the when the mousetrap closes on Ralph Clampton's hand. And then there's the follow-up, but you know, we've got other people here.
Don't change that one.
Don't do
it. As a matter of fact, you just bought yourself a weekend not looking for the air horn.
Oh, good.
I'll accept that.
I have a counteroffer before we shake hands on the deal.
All right, we'll
continue that as the policy, but don't warn Chris Freites about it. Because what I want is in the middle of a political persuasions, and he's saying, well, actually, the most recent Quinnipiac poll.
Chris, let me make a point to you that the fact is that
can you stop yelling, please?
No, well, we're doing the bit.
Yeah, but I'm in the room, and it's even louder.
I know. I love
it. Yeah,
though.
Sorry about that rush.
Do you remember
the
Do you remember the bit that we used to do on the old Don and Mike show?
Here's Oscar.
This is the EIB radio network. Ladies and gentlemen, I am feeling fit. I'm ready to broadcast because I have had a constitutional unlike any other. That's right. It was ginormous with no more odor than a hot biscuit. This is El Respo. I have great news for you. I have been proven correct on everything that I have ever said. That's right. It is your good, close, personal friend. That friend's name is El Respo.
Rush.
So anyway, I just wrote
a wonderful note to Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Inter-office communication.
Yes.
What did he write?
Go ahead.
He says, it is such a pleasure to work with you, but you are, no, he didn't say that. He says, you are an a-hole. There is another show recording, which is true.
In the other room, and he's yelling, yee-ow, and it's going into the other room as they're recording their show.
Well, I enjoyed the moments.
Well, I'm happy.
It was just a moment.
The air horn would go in the other show.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Let me ask this, because I have a theory. I hope I'm right. I hope I'm going to guess. Are there women over there? Are there women recording the show?
No, no.
Damn it. Damn it. Are there well-dressed men over there?
Yes, and all the world's crazy about a sharp-dressed man.
He just seems very preoccupied with the room next door.
Well, that's one of the side effects of when your muscles relax. Preoccupation. It's right there on the bottle.
When we would have, and this
when
is
your
the,
muscles relax.
This is the fun part of inner office communication.
Yes.
When we didn't have Podcast Village, right?
Right.
Right.
I would go next door to the gentleman who would be buying and selling mortgages left and right at a loud volume, ask him to tone it down because we were recording a show.
Right.
I understand, Elvis.
And he would say, so then I'd walk back here and be like, all right, you know, I asked him to keep it down because we're trying to do a show here and we'll be done soon. That's fine. And then when Rob would yell, I'd ask Rob, I'd say, Rob, the guy next door is trying to work. When you're yelling, yeow, it's kind of hard for him to close that mortgage. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did they look over here? When
yes,
he said,
they
yeow?
Did. Mm-hmm. The okay. second time. Essentially,
can you just turn the camera over to them, Pony? Is there a way I could see? Could you just take our camera and just show me my little, camera here?
There's a full production going on in the other room.
All right, got to go a little further.
A little
to the
further.
Right so I can
Don't
see.
Be shy, buddy. Don't be shy. Don't be shy.
There you go. Looks
now,
like Sean Spicer. Is that Sean Spicer?
No, it's not.
Okay. Not Sean Spicer.
There are curtains.
Like Sean Spicer.
Well, you know, I'm not going to comment, but yes.
Okay.
There are shades that have been ordered for both studios, so you don't have to see anyone.
And that'll help the sound isolation as
well. It will as well.
And it'll help even more when we get our stuff on the ceiling to do that. But anyway.
Diego's here. That's happening today.
Everything's fine. Everything's going to be just fine.
Yeah.
I hope there's not a gluing incident where we come in on Monday and Adrian is on the ceiling.
Hey, guess what? I talked about it in the beginning of the show. I have to tell you, I did it. I made the margarita mix last night.
Walk us through. Did you actually go? Is there like a base that you bought at Iguanaria?
At Iguanamia, it's a white package that has it. Really, you could cut it open and you would think that I was selling cocaine. It's this white powder. It's like a lemonade mix.
Bricks,
the same thing, like a powdered lemonade mix. And then what did he say? What?
Bricks of
what?
Margaritas.
Yeah, kilo.
Bricks
of
keys. And,
yeah, I bought a key of margarita.
I sell them through Pollo Hermanos.
Los Hermanos Pollos.
Chicken Brothers.
The Chicken Brothers. I sell them, and Mr. White picks them up, and then Mike Ehrmantraut puts them in the back of his Oldsmobile. You're going to have the margarita mix.
Dr. Grow.
Mike, yeah. Dr.
Hey, Grow. Mr. Ehrmantraut, do you salt the rim of the glass?
Always. No point in having it. There's no point in having a margarita, Rob, unless you salt the rim of the glass.
I just realized, and I'm an idiot, but Dr. Groh is Walter White, right? So Jesse Pinkman is Adrian.
Yes!
Adrian is Jesse Pinkman.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to you in a second, Adrian.
Yes,
yeah,
science! Mr. White!
Yeah!
Let me say this. I am delighted with the end result of the margarita mix. It worked. It worked.
What were your portions?
A bottle of a not a full fifth, what? But a bottle of.
You were just making them for yourself?
Well, no, they're in the refrigerator now.
Oh, okay.
We sampled them, but they're going to be ready for the party.
Thank God.
A bottle of Cuervo Gold.
Like in the song FM.
And by the way, I got I got a tequila connoisseur at the booze store who said, I said, is this the tequila is this good tequila, the Cuervo Gold for the, he said, not really.
No.
And I'm like, oh, okay. I thought it was,
well,
I guess Cuervo Gold is like rail tequila.
Yeah, but correct? It's also, I think if you were to go back a couple decades, it was the go-to tequila before they started making boutique tequilas.
Yeah. Mm. So the
boutique tequilas.
Absolutely correct, Rob. That is absolutely right.
Is it the Casa Mio and the Avion tequila? Is that the new tequila?
It's the what do they call it? Oh, what's the sweetener?
Agave.
Agave.
Agave. agave. It's made agave, agave tequila. Yeah,
yeah. I
it's
knew a that special way gold too fast.
Agave.
Yeah.
And I put that in there, and I put a bottle of that, and then I got a. It's not the expensive orange liqueur. It's a second tier orange liqueur.
Triple sec.
It's not as cheap as triple sec. It's in between triple sec and Grand Marnier.
I know
it's
what you mean.
And Las Grappas. I don't know.
It's Spanish, and it's made from Spanish oranges. And you know what? I've actually used it in my fruitcakes.
But it's good.
It is very good. It's decent, you don't want to. It's silly to spend Marnier money on a mixed drink or
naranjas.
Yeah,
and it's called what is it called? Las something. I don't know. It's an orange liqueur. I put half a bottle, the small bottle of the orange liqueur in. Then I put half a bag of the Did I have one last night? I put half a bag of the mix. And then you make up the rest of the gallon with water. Now you would think with
filtered water or tap water.
Filtered water, good special bottled water, especial agua.
You should use water from Mexico.
Because filtered water, depending on where you live, could be disgusting and mess up that entire recipe.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful, wonderful idea. Yeah, water from Mexico. That's a great idea. So anyway, I put the water in and I bring it. I eyeball it. I decide I'm not going to do obsessed with measurements. No. And I eyeball it up until about the halfway point, a little short of the halfway point. And Carla got this 2 gallon little sun tea kind of dispenser where it's got the little spigot on it.
At the bottom. Does it have a little stand
glass,
for it?
Beautiful. Yeah, looks nice. Great. And I put some ice in the glass and I pop it over the ice and I'm like, it ain't exact, but it's almost exact. It's almost perfection. Carla comes home shortly thereafter and she says, put a little more of the mix in it. We put a little more of the mix in it. We got it.
We got it.
Now, I think if you don't like tequila, you're not going to like my margaritas.
Well, most people like tequila.
The thing is, they're going to respect your pour.
It's wonderful. And then Carla said, I went to the Walmart and I got the little plastic cups, the little plastic glasses. And I said, no. People want a margarita. They don't want the, let the white wine drinkers have that little thing. Or if a guy wants like a scotch on the rocks, but I want, I want a cup. I want a cup for my margarita.
May I offer something just for consideration?
Offer away.
Take away some of the water. And when you pour it into your dispenser, have ice in there. Because that way it'll be pre-chilled a little bit for service.
Well, it's in the refrigerator now.
Okay, that's good. But
it's in the refrigerator. What do you mean? Explain what you're saying.
Add your water component via ice. That way it'll start a little stronger, but it'll stay chilled in its container.
That's delivery method.
And also, I would thinly slice some limes and float them on it. It's very appealing visually.
Okay. All right. I'm ready. It's serious. It's like having Martha Effing Stewart here, isn't it? It really is. It's really, really
that
exciting.
Small touch changes everything.
He's got to pay. This is the payback.
Mike is pouring his drinks into plastic cups. There's nothing appealing about anything.
Everything is going to be appealing because the second one, they're going to serve themselves and they're going to look in the lines. They're going to say, hey, look at this, Javi. Nice touch.
Well, we have to take a break. When we come back, I just want your opinion on a couple of things on the party before we button it up, and I just want to move on. But it's not going to change anything because Carla's making all the calls.
She's making the range decisions.
Yeah.
Yes. But I'm a little nervous about it, and I want you to help me out.
We're here.
We'll talk you down.
And we'll come back with more fun and more thrills. The fact is...
Bah! Ah!
You guys are jerks.
I was informed, intelligence, irreverence, political persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Wright with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the Parkland students' push for gun rights, Don Jr. goes to India, and what's up with 666 Fifth Avenue? Plus, your mail. So much mail.
You can download Political Persuasions on iTunes, MikeOMaraShow.com, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
He loves getting the mail, so send Chris Freitz that mail, and we love reading it on Political Persuasions. And please, if you get a chance, check out Political Persuasions this weekend. It's really a lot of fun. And
great episode
if you are
this week.
A bit of a political junkie, or if you want to hear my take on things that you wouldn't hear on this show, check out Political Persuasions. It's worth a listen, and we're getting more and more listeners every single week. We're really, really excited about the way this program
is growing. You saw the numbers. Yesterday's show and the show where Mike raged out and almost quit the show.
Oh, yeah. That was the one where Chris Freight's head split open. I like that one.
You can get political persuasion by going to MikeOMaraShow.com. And, you know, if you get us enough listeners and you get us enough downloads, we're going to get an app for you. And it'll be a permanent fixture. But, you know, that requires a little help from Johnny Abertizo. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Speaking of wonderful advertisers, let me tell you about good oral health. It impacts your overall health. So why aren't you brushing your teeth properly? Why?
Why?
Why? Why?
Why? Why? Why? Why?
Anyway, all you need is Quip. It's the company that's refreshing the way people brush their teeth. Quip is an electric toothbrush that packs premium vibration and timer features into an ultra slim design. And they're so concerned with the design at Quip, by the way, at half the cost of a bulkier brush.
Oh, it's great.
They've got a cool little holder that you can actually put on your mirror, and it just sits there, and it is so space age. It looks great. Did I mention that Quip is backed by leading dentists and was one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2016? They also won a GQ Grooming Award. They made it onto Oprah's 2017 New Year's O-List. Have you seen her teeth? Need I say more?
Gorgeous.
Best of all, Quip starts at just $25, and you can subscribe for new brush heads on a dentist-recommended three-month plan for just $5. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. Listen again, your first refill pack is free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's GETQUIP.com/TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Quip.
Love it.
It'll make you smile like never before. Thank you, Quip. It's Friday. I'm sorry.
Don't you want to sit in on an occasional where they're reviewing the air checks at Quip? And they, you know, and maybe ours is the last. And they play it to the end and they just look at each other and shrug.
Okay. These guys a-holes or what?
We're paying them?
Yes, thank you.
No, the toothbrush does rule, though.
Oh, it's the most amazing thing ever.
I hope they like. They should like it. We're having fun. That's what we do.
Yes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. A few more details on the first official Cocoonville party.
Any last-minute cancellations?
Not that I don't care. No, I'm not aware of it.
Okay,
but
can we call this something other than the Cocoonville party? We have to give it a better name for our show.
My neighborhood. It's my neighborhood conclave.
How about this?
Mike Gives Back.
Mike gives back.
Because that's what it is. It's reciprocity. All these people have invited you. Yeah.
I am inviting people over who have invited us to things and have been
things
at where we've been to their house.
Swinger, mixer.
No.
It's not a swinger.
No way.
Mm.
No.
It's spring mixer, maybe.
Oh, yeah, your spring mix. Spring
I'm not
fling.
Naming
spring
it.
Fling.
It is Shindig.
We're going to have a get-to-know-you dance.
Oh, no, it's Mike's spring fling, just like in high
school. It's a small party cocktail games. Party. It is not even a nighttime party. It is a cocktail party.
Okay.
It's the way they do it down here. A lot of them will come by for half an hour, 45 minutes, hour and a half, and they will have their little snack, and they will have their little drinky-poo, and they will move on. That's the way it is. I'm not looking for this party to go super late.
Predict that there will be one couple that feels that it is appropriate to stay longer than the prescribed time, and you end up on your lanai?
If that is the case, I will be happy about that.
Good.
But
that's
not
a good thing.
I've been to these parties. Everybody splits early. That's the way. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Cocktails and dreams.
Thank you. Ooh. I appreciate that. I'll get that sign. I'll get the neon sign right out in the foyer.
Big, hard cocktails.
We'll do that right today. He likes that. We are catering it. We are having taco. We build it as heavy hors d'oeuvres, but it's more than that because we're putting out a spread of tacos and burritos for everybody.
Ooh.
And dip and chips, and it's a Mexican-themed type of thing.
Mike. How about Pony suggests Mike O'Mara's senior shindig?
Pony.
Not ballsy enough to say it himself, quick to text.
I hope you get a rat. Into the cushions of your new Subaru.
What about whips, chips, and dip?
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about the food.
Well, it's a fiesta.
It is a fiesta. It's a little fiesta, like Spicoli would say.
Florida fiesta.
Having a little Florida fiesta. We are going to. So the food, you guys, if you were coming to a party where you had like really cool, like the seasoned chicken, the seasoned beef, and you had some little burrito shells and some
taco shells.
Oh, so
they can assemble them themselves.
There. They can just put a little plate together,
nice.
And then we've got some, the regular. We're going to have beer out on the patio. We're going to have margaritas out on the patio.
Wow.
And we'll probably have some regular heavy-duty hooch, too, if somebody wants a specific drink. I'm going to do that. Do you think I'm covered? Do I need anything else?
What about the...
Oh, by the way, cookies. Our neighbor's baking cookies and bringing cookies if somebody wants something sweet to eat.
Do you have anything? Are there going to be like the grilled vegetable thing for the...
Rob and I have like the same brain, so Carla would be like really pissed if she heard him say that.
Because you have no vegetarian offering right now.
I know. I was saying, how about a veggie platter?
Yeah.
And that's the point where Carla looked at me and said, would you just let me do what I'm doing?
If she's driving towards a cliff, you hit the brake.
Well,
she's making a mistake.
All the stuff that she's done for our house has been successful.
What
she's
about
on
the
a
couch?
Real win
what about that
Trump?
Couch, you guys?
The couch that she got is a 14 on a scale of 10.
Okay, no, I'm talking about when she sold
the
furniture
first one?
Before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that it ended up being successful.
Yeah, but
it
remember when you didn't have
you are using so
Christmas.
Many Trump words.
yes. The fact is,
remember when Kathy came over and you said, "Sit on this bench."
That's right.
I know.
Sit on this milk crate, dear.
Yeah, we fixed that. It worked. It worked in the long run. It. I am optimistic. I. Think
what about soft drinks?
That's a last minute thing. I can buy that. Some soft drinks.
Yeah, you want to get a 12 of Coke and Diet Coke. And
I would
Sprite.
Say a 24 pack.
Is that many people going to be drinking?
No, these are drinking.
These are mixer drinks.
What should the soft drinks be?
I would do a 12 of Coke, Diet Coke, and
Dr.
Sprite.
Pepper. Spice it up.
And cheer wine.
No, that's the narcotics talking there.
You want to stay with the big three.
All right. So Diet Coke.
And Sprite, because Sprite you can use in a 7-7 or anything like that. Right. Anyone wants
and
something
that's
like.
All I need for the soft
an
drink?
An oval-shaped mirror for the cocaine.
Wouldn't it be great if like halfway through the party, Mike comes out in a silk bathrobe, no shirt, and just like 8 lines cut? Now!
Everybody ready? Who wants a bump? Anybody want a bump?
But the joke is, it's not Coke. It is the mixer.
It's the margarita mixer.
But you still present it like Coke.
By the way, if there is a significant portion of this group that does not care for margaritas, I'll be disappointed. But I won't. But it won't be a deal.
They won't tell you.
Because I'm going to have beer.
You won't know. Mm-hmm. You won't know, and they won't tell you.
What beers do you
have? I will know by how much is left by the time. Right now, I got about a gallon in there. That's what I'm going to leave in there till the party. And if I go into the mix for the second batch, I will be a very happy camper.
But you have to open up the second batch with a switchblade.
Yeah. And then rub it on my gums.
That's right.
And then I'm going to go, how about I get the oldest member of our community who's coming to the party. I don't even know who it's going to be. But, I know a lot of the guys. I don't know a lot of the wives. But I'll look at one of the wives. I'll cut it open with a switchblade. Then I'll rub it across my gums. And I'll go, you're going to like this. You're going to like this. Oh. Or I just turn around to her and I rub my gums. I go, man, they stay tasty. That tasty. You want that? You want some?
That's the best
you
part.
Want some?
You want some?
I'm saying 100% pure Colombian. Only the best.
This is good. Yeah. I could say, what if I looked around and I said, man, you want some? He's from Mexico. You want some? Come on. Come over here. Dot, we're going now. Dot, we have to go.
Dot!
Do you know that he took a key of cocaine out and he opened it in front of me?
You know, if it didn't have all the lettering on it with all the ingredients and like the iguana Mia iguana, the cartoon iguana Mia going, yum, margarita mix on it, it probably would have. Maybe I could turn it over on the other side and just do that because it really does look like that.
Why don't you, Mike, if you have a time, put it just in some vials?
Cocaine jokes. Okay, you idiots. All right. So it's burritos, tacos, and some cookies.
What kind of beer do you have?
Miller Lite, and I have not picked the other beer.
Corona.
Corona? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and have limes for it, yeah.
I would say Heineken if you can splurge as well.
No, Heineken, Corona is more general interest beer, and it's Mexican, so it's a theme beer. Heineken's too strong for some people.
Okay.
I promise.
I could probably do the big three.
Yeah.
But anyway,
less Heineken, more Corona, more Miller.
You know what?
And more Blow.
I'm pretty sure. I think this party is going to be a real disaster. We're going to take a break. We will come back. It's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. It'll be special today.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Who's the cheater and who's the cheatee? Okay. Is Cal the one who's dipping his pen in the company ink, or is it his wife that's a horrible?
Allegedly.
Val Ripken.
This is all from, these are from other sources, right? Outside of Val.
Who's his wife?
So they're not Billy. allegedly.
Right.
I bet I know who the culprit is. It's Jim Palmer. Ever since he done those underwear ads.
What kind of ads?
Underwear?
It was underwear ads.
Sure.
Jim Palmer probably laid a lot of pipe.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Bonus. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows that Amazon is the best. If you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
I hate losing my keys, and Carrie is forever taking my keys, and then I don't have my keys. So what you do is you replace.
Do you lose your keys?
Carrie takes my keys and doesn't put them back.
Takes your keys, so the keys get lost.
They do. They're misplaced.
And you hate losing your keys.
So you get locked out of the house. What do you do? You get.
Why does she take your keys?
Because she needs. Because she's lost her keys. Likely. Okay, one time, I called her and I said, "Have you seen my keys?" She says, "Oh yeah, go up into the dirty clothes and look in my pants pocket." I said, "Oh, I'm surprised I didn't think to look there."
What will you do?
What you
will
need you do is the Slage Sense Smart deadbolt with Century. Trim satin
isn't
nickel.
It Schlage?
It's Schlage.
Is it Schlage? I thought it was Schlage.
It is Schlage.
Schlage. What is it, Pony? What is it?
It's Schlage with a
Schlage.
Hard G.
Because he worked in a bicycle shop. He's right. It's Schlage.
And a hardware store.
Schlage. All right. Well, what it is a Bluetooth lock deadbolt for your front door. You can unlock your car, your door with your phone.
What's the manufacturer again?
Schlage.
It's Schlage.
But it's a brilliant thing, and it's on sale, and you can install it yourself, and you'll never be locked out of your house. All you need is your phone.
You know who has this at their house?
Who?
Todd Moore.
Todd Moore is an internet billionaire.
Hi, everyone. This is Hans from Schlage.
We make a great lock, and we make a key holder. You'll never lose them. I swear to God. Try the Schlage lock. You'll love all the Schlage fine products. There's certain padlocks where you shoot a gun at it, you can't even break it. It's German engineered. My name is Dieter Schlage. Hope you enjoy the product. What's the product again, Rob Spivak?
It is the Schlage.
Sense Smart Deadbolt.
I've been slagging my guy.
And she had a sandwich in the car.
Clink, I have to get the Schlage lock in the morning.
Yes, General Porcato, I hear you and I obey you, sir.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find that. Turn that off. You can find that and more, the Schlage lock, or Schlage, right?
Schlage. Yes.
Schlage.
Schlage.
Find that on Amazon at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we thank you in advance. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get right to it.
Yes.
It's time for... Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
It's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment of the on the news of the day that may or may not affect you as only our Bolivian Bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or... the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Hi, Oscar.
Gentlemen.
According to a new survey, 2/3 of moms say they hide the really good snacks from their kids and their significant other. The most common snacks they're hiding are chips, candy, cookies, fruit, nuts, popcorn, crackers, ice, Carla, O'Mara, there it is. Oh, I'm sorry. Yogurt and pretzels. And the most popular places to eat their secret snacks are in their car or in bed.
Ah.
Baby.
What is your take on this, Oscar?
Listen up, house frows. How about less hiding and more working? Because if you actually go to work, you don't have time to hide the snacks.
There it is. Thank you. That's all. That's all we need. That's good. It's perfect. It's like you're out of the chute. You're being you. That's why I put it in there.
Just keep it real.
Oscar, Chevy Chase suffered a major case of road rage that backfired on him in New York 2 weeks ago. It started when a truck cut him off and was so close that he thought it actually clipped his Mercedes.
My Mercedes! I was going to sell it for twice what I paid!
So, Chevy flashed his lights, chased down the truck until it pulled over. There was no damage, but he approached the driver to, quote, speak to him about his reckless driving. Of course, that did not lead to a civilized conversation. They exchanged pleasantries, and then it got physical. Uh-oh. It's unclear exactly what happened, but the people in the other vehicle claim that Chevy yanked open their car door, lunged inside the car, and tried to throw a punch. One of the guys admits that he kicked Chevy in the shoulder, but says it was in self-defense. Chevy's rep says he was kicked so hard that he fell to the ground. He's an old man now.
Yeah, he's got to be 75.
And he denies that Chevy was the aggressor. In fact, Chevy's rep says he couldn't have raised his fist at all because he fractured his shoulder 2 days before in another fall. Oh, that's the very latest.
Remember when he used to fall down to be funny?
Yes.
Now he falls down and hurts himself.
Gentlemen, a fall from grace. Fletch lives. His character, Ty Webb, in Caddyshack. All characters I grew up just really idolizing me, like, look at this millionaire, look at this detective, just he's banging chicks left and right. He doesn't care that he's a member of the country club and doesn't even play golf, but he's perfect at everything, right?
Sure.
Right. And then he got onto Community, and everybody on the set of Community hated him.
Yeah.
Hated him so much that they fired him from the show
because he was so unpopular and he was such a dick to work with.
He's 74. He's too young to be this dickish.
Yep, I agree. You know what? Say no more. I totally agree. You're listening to Oscar's Take. Oscar's shares of Snapchat's parent company fell 6.1% yesterday, reportedly wiping out $1.3 billion in market value. And some people are blaming that on a tweet Kylie Jenner sent out on Wednesday. She said, quote, "So does anyone else not open Snapchat anymore, or is it just me? This is so sad." She seemed to be addressing Snapchat's recent redesign, which has been very unpopular with users. But Kylie isn't bailing entirely. Just 10 minutes later, her initial comment, she said, "Still love you, though. Snap, my first love." Maybe somebody got to her. In addition to Kylie and the unpopular new look, another possible reason for the stock drop was the recent news that CEO Evan Spiegel got a $637 million bonus last year, the third highest payout ever received by a CEO. And that's your purview there, you know, these big tech companies.
Guys, when you take money off the table in any startup, that signals to the company that you're not all in. That's just the truth. That especially even if you're a Facebook or you are a Snapchat, when you take those type of dollars from a company that is not necessarily winning yet, that's a big problem, right?
Okay. And does it indicate that you're bailing sometimes when you do that?
It indicates that things aren't as good as they should be, or that you're willing to essentially look out for yourself before you look out for everyone else.
And do these Jenner Kardashian people have the kind of juice where they can affect the stock price that powerful?
They can do that because those influencers drive that social platform.
Jenner's juice.
Picks can only do so much.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, admit it. You love Flamin' Hot Cheetos, but how much do you love them? Do you love them enough to watch a movie about the guy who invented them? Because there's one in the works as we speak. It's actually a fascinating story. Richard Montanez, grew up as a migrant farm worker picking grapes in Southern California before he became a janitor at Frito-Lay. One day, a machine broke, leaving some Cheetos without their orange cheese dust. So Richard took them home and coated them with chili powder. His friends and family loved them and convinced him to pitch them to the company, and it is a true rags-to-riches story, this guy that worked for Frito-Lay as a janitor, and now he's an executive.
We all love origin stories, fellas, especially the ones that come from Marvel. The Wolverine origin story, phenomenal, right? Fact that he was essentially a mercenary.
Yeah.
And then they put
adamantium.
Adamantium into his skeletal bone, and then he became a warrior. Love that. This Cheeto story sucks. I'm out. I'm not watching it.
Okay, thank you very much. All right. Boy, oh boy. Give me that moment back. Anyway, you're listening to Oscar's
Take.
Finally, Oscar, you're going to love this one. Every now and then I get an Oscar's Take story that's just screaming you. With the way Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies have been taking over cyberspace lately, it's not even shocking that there's a new crypto cash in the porn industry called Vice Industry Token, or VIT. You know what it does? It rewards online smut lovers every time they watch porn. With this new platform, viewers can accumulate VIT just by watching adult content, and the tokens can be redeemed for discounts on premium content or certain other purchasable porn subscriptions from leading adult entertainment sites like Penthouse and Ecstasy. To generate VIT, though, users need to watch specific videos and perform particular actions as outlined by the site. This is where it gets weird. And from that, user engagement is converted into tokens and distributed to both the viewer and the content producers and site curators. Jeez. Anyway, that's what they're doing. It's called VIT, Vice Industry Token. They're going to kind of, I guess, pay you to watch porn. Mm. What's your take, Oscar Santana?
There is a competitor called Sweatcoin, Mike, that's out there. Most people don't know about Sweatcoin. Sweatcoin gives you credit for the exercise that you do within your day. So if you go for a run and Sweatcoin, the app is actually tracking your run or your rate or your heart rate, it gives you credit to buy clothes to work out, discounts, all kinds of things, right?
Wonderful concept.
Yeah. Much more, I would say, appropriate for society, because we already have an online pornography problem that I'm a part of, right?
Right.
Including pills.
I understand that.
And I pay every month roughly a car payment for my premium subscriptions, right? Now, that is
middle of the road American car. Yes. Nothing fancy.
Nothing fancy. I'm talking about
like a Buick.
Like a Corolla, no frills, right?
Right.
Not including the insurance. That Santos, shut up.
Dog porn.
That being said,
yes,
the Pornhub community has been doing this for some time now. That if you upload your own videos, they give you special access. So
if you like create content for
them? Yes. Oh, so this pornography cryptocurrency is nothing new. It's really a fad, I think, at this point.
There you go. Yeah. Never a new idea. Yeah. That's the way it works, Rob Spear.
And I think they missed a better name for it.
What's
should be
that?
Called Bitcoin.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's when you just go too far.
We have
a wonderful intern here from AU, and she looked at you like she wanted to throw up when you said that.
Yeah, exactly. But she didn't throw up, and that means we're making progress.
Oh, shut up. Let's take a break. It's all you when we come back. Thank you, Oscar. We will return with our final audio vault of the week here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
He never knows.
He never gets it.
I'm Oscar Santana.
And I'm Todd Moore. And we're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment and
technology.
And we're doing it right now.
Yes. And we're much better than Rob Spielman.
Hey.
F you, Rob.
Ah,
listen to Tech 411.
Oh,
that's available on MikeOMaraShow.com. Or find us on iTunes. Just search for Tech 411 Show.
More broadcasting.
Yeah.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Turn that music down, Rob, because I've got my own here.
Oh, sexy.
Oh, nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, words are fascinating things. Let's examine one, shall we? How about the word bonus? In one way, it refers to the bonus show. That extra hour of TMOH each and every week that makes you a funny bone on fleek. And yet, bonus is also what you do to TMOS when you listen to the free shows, but you don't subscribe to our premium content. You bonus. You bonus hard. Please, be a mensch. You don't bonus when you buy the bonus. You feel me? Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click on the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Or keep it for yourself in your pants. You'll get access to all our bonus content. You'll be helping TMOS all along the way. Let us cheer you up for pennies a day. So please don't bonus and quit sucking. Thank you, possums. Turn it off. Thank you very much.
That was like that. Live from Casa de Shenandoah.
Well, there were so many words in there that Humphrey Bogart has never said.
On fleek. Let's open up the audio vault for today. Friday, February 23rd, 2018. The man with the opiates has another thing to say.
Yes, please. Yes, please. With Tech 411, right?
Right.
Yes.
I brought in Todd on Friday night to essentially try to record a program so we'll have a new show.
Sure.
We got so hammered on Jack and Coke that we never got a show out because the show meeting became, we should do this, so whatever. Ended up in the Studio A of Podcast Village and put the cameras on us to see if we could do some sort of live presentation. And
they were drunk.
At that point, we looked at each other. I said, Todd, man, you look like you're 58 years old. Like, you're 41. Can you please dye your hair? Like, it's so gray. It shouldn't be that gray.
It's pretty gray.
And then he says, he goes, me, look at your face. You look like a blowfish.
Wow.
And we got this all on tape, and one day we will release it. But
Oh my God, what I love to see it with those wonderful cameras.
It is like two old women fighting each other. And I said, you know, you really hurt my feelings with blowfish comment. I said, look at you, like, are you on steroids or something? Like, he's like, you're just hammered. Just want to put that up. One day that will be out there.
I would love to see that. It would be wonderful.
How close do you live to Cape Coral?
Very close. That's a kind of a probably I get there within 25 minutes.
A wonderful merry mix-up at Cape Coral this week at 3 in the morning when there was a knock on the door, and it was an escort and her bodyguard.
I know this story. I watched this story.
I don't know this.
She's dressed in nothing but a see-through pink negligee.
Oh,
the pimp
God.
And the hooker showed up at the wrong house.
It was the wrong house. And the neighbors,
Mike, the neighbors,
had a smoke and are in an uproar.
They hid behind the post so that we couldn't see him out the peephole. She texted me at 2:30 while it was happening saying, is your husband banging on my door and ringing my doorbell? That's insane. She's lucky she didn't come to my door. Let's put it that way.
Oh.
That's a whole different kind of weirdo. She seemed petrified. I think they were seriously in fear for their life. We have young girls and young boys. Neither one need to be exposed to any little lady in a pink teddy at 3 a.m.
Indecent exposure, solicitation, and an outstanding pot warrant. So not a good night when you go to the wrong door when you're an escort.
Question.
Yeah.
They deliver that late?
You're asking the wrong guy, but apparently so.
Let me just say, the man on the street interviews from Cape Coral are the best man on the street interviews. You know, you got all those people there. I should have gotten my gun. You get the old guy.
Yeah.
You got the Hispanic guy. You got the lady going, I couldn't believe it.
I just don't know why, if you're in your home, you need someone to escort you.
How'd you like to be the guy that actually made the call to the hooker, though, right? The guy that actually made the call, and he's sitting there, you know, and they haven't gotten the correct address. It's like, no, wasn't me. Nope.
You can see him, like, in his house looking through the narrow window of his door. Like, No, not that one.
Yes, Florida. Wonderful place to live.
Trending on YouTube this morning. It is on our Facebook page. This poor man, he appeared to be about 50. For 14 days straight, his daughter snuck up to him in their home and shot a confetti cannon at him.
Oh, my God.
I would ground this girl on day one. I think the magic
kind of
it,
jackass move, isn't it?
Yeah, but really? the magic of it is his reaction, which is amazingly consistent.
I like son of one day, you have to give me a heart attack. How many days? How many times?
14 days in a row she did it to him. I invite you to look at the uncensored. It's great. It's really quite
Have you ever shot one of those cannons?
No.
I have not. I've not had the pleasure.
For the first time for New Year's while we were in Florida, I bought 6 of them. So when the clock struck midnight, we would do the cannons, right?
Sure.
Very good.
We did it.
Yes.
And they are vicious.
Like, powerful.
You can hurt someone. On the actual warning label
maybe
says,
if we all go up to Orlando, we can have confetti cannon fight.
It says, please do this outside.
Oh, and I'm sure everyone follows that.
You could cause damage to the home.
Oh, wow. Wow. I bet
that's
my little
how scary
guy would love
it.
Yeah. Hey, Maine, 4th of July. Oh. Hey, Cousin Teddy, we got something new we're going to get.
Cousin!
It's going to be great. Yay, cousins.
Celebrity Big Brother. This I found fascinating. Omarosa talked about what it was like to fly on Air Force One. Ooh. And she brought up something I did not know.
Do you ever fly in Air Force One?
Yeah, Air Force One is fun. I'm jealous. When you fly, they shut down all air traffic. All right. I spend my time on Air Force One doing is calling people just to freak them out. So the opera could be like, hello, James Maslow. I have a call from Omarosa on Air Force One. Can you take
what
it?
That cost. Like,
that's wah! Awesome. But listen.
But you pay for the food.
No way.
There's no free ride in the government.
Wow.
I got a bill and it was like $23. I was like, I didn't even eat anything. So I called the military aide and was like, why am I going to do a bill? He's like, well, if you even consume the snacks, you get a flat fee.
$23 minimum for food on.
That makes me feel good.
Me
too.
That
makes me actually feel good. That's terrific.
Free flight.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
awesome.
Pay for the food.
Yeah.
You
pay
jerk.
For the food. Yeah. But the phone calls probably cost the taxpayers money, you know?
Probably.
Hey, I'm Rosa. I'm on a plane.
Do you think it's those old fashioned phones that pop out of the center seat?
Where you swipe the credit
exactly.
card.
Exactly. Been a while since we've had one, so let's pass the award. Here's the Mike O'Mara Show 911 call of the week. This is from Cedar Falls, Iowa. And Mike, sometimes when things are not going your way, you just got to call 911, but this is not the time to do it.
911, what's the exact location of your emergency?
My emergency is there's no, I cannot do the toilet. I cannot do anything in this arena.
She called five different times about calls that were clearly not a police matter. Mm-hmm. And each time the dispatcher told her that's not a police matter. You need to call a plumber. You can't be calling 911.
So the takeaway here is
what did they call? I couldn't have, because the slurring, I couldn't understand.
The toilet was clogged.
Oh, God.
And she said she's having trouble in that arena.
I thought.
Play it again. I want to hear it.
911, what's the exact location of your emergency?
My emergency is there's no, I cannot do the toilet. I cannot do anything in this arena.
She called five different.
Do five the calls. Toilet. I cannot do the toilet. I was wondering why I couldn't understand it. No, it was just her words.
Actually, Mike, this is a weird time machine thing. That call came from your home tomorrow night.
I cannot do the toilet.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a magnificent weekend, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode.
Margarita.
Be sure and get our TMOS app and unlock the Mike O'Mara Show 24 hours a day. Send your messages for our Tuesday mailbag. Make them good ones. We don't want just birthdays.
No.
We want letters.
Letters. We get letters.
That's
right in
Rob
your verbal crutches.
With the extra B, MikeOMaraShow.com. I didn't say it for the rest of the show.
No, you did good, Mike.
Gives me hope. All
gives
regular
you
mail,
hope.
TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 2007. Each day, 96 Americans are killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.